Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2032. Is it a good time to refinance your mortgage? By Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Is it a good time to refinance your mortgage? By Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. As I sit down to write this article, federal interest rates are historically low. And although the federal funds rate and mortgage rates aren't directly tied together, there's still a good chance that you may be able to find a lower interest rate than what you're paying on your current mortgage. Because rates are lower, many people are wondering whether it's a good time to refinance their mortgages. Unfortunately, there's no clear answer that will apply to everyone's situation. In some cases, refinancing your mortgage is wise. Yet for other people, it's not a good move. Listen on to learn how to determine if you should refinance your personal home loan. Pros and cons of refinancing a mortgage. Pros: a lower rate may help you save on interest. Refinancing to a lower rate could lower your monthly payment, and you may be able to use the equity in your home to pay down high interest debt. Cons: load costs might outweigh your savings. It could take you longer to pay off the debt, and using equity to pay off debt is dangerous if you don't break overspending habits. Is it a good idea to refinance your mortgage? When it comes to interest rates, lower is better. But if you only look at the interest rate when you decide whether or not to refinance your home loan, you're skipping some important steps. Before you pick up the phone to call the mortgage lender of your choice, there are several questions you need to ask yourself first. Is your credit strong enough to qualify? Is a lower interest rate available? What are the costs to refinance? And how long do you plan to stay in your home? Is your credit strong enough to qualify? Before you start loan shopping, take an honest look at your credit. Your three credit reports and scores play a huge role in whether or not you can qualify for a new mortgage. If you do qualify, your credit will have an impact on the rate you're offered. Better credit generally equals lower interest rates. You can claim your three free credit reports once every 12 months at annualcreditreport.com. There are also several places you can access free credit scores online. Some of my favorite credit score resources include Credit Karma, Free Credit Scores, Vantage Score 3.0 from TransUnion and Equifax, and Experian, Free Credit Score from Experian, FICO Score 8. If you discover problems, you may need to work to improve your credit before you apply for a loan. I know from experience that credit challenges can be stressful. But with the right plan, it's completely possible to turn your situation around. Is a lower interest rate available? Though a lower rate shouldn't be the only reason you refinance your mortgage, it does matter. Some professionals say that a refinance is worth considering if you can lower your interest rate by at least 1%. Others say you only need a 0.5% savings to make a refinance worthwhile. There are a lot of opinions on the subject, so you have to decide what makes sense for you. Crunch the numbers to see how much money a lower rate could save you. Start with LendingTree to see the latest mortgage rates. What are the costs to refinance? Taking out a new mortgage comes with a lot of fees, also known as closing costs. You may choose to pay closing costs outright, finance them into your loan, or get a no-fee loan in exchange for a higher interest rate. But no matter what you choose, you have to pay for those costs. Refinance costs may include an appraisal fee, home inspection, application fee, attorney fees, loan origination fee, mortgage insurance fees, title insurance fees, owners and lenders, upfront HOA fees, and more. On average, you'll pay 2 to 3% of the loan amount when you refinance a mortgage. So if you're refinancing a $200,000 home loan, fees ranging between $4,000 to $6,000 are common. Be careful, some lenders charge higher than average fees. Once you know the cost to refinance, you can calculate whether a lower interest rate will save you enough to offset those fees. How long do you plan to stay in the home? Next, it's time to consider how long you plan to stay in the home. Whether you plan to move in the near future or stay put is a huge part of determining whether or not to refinance a mortgage. Let's say you took out your original home loan 2 years ago. It's a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for $300,000 with an interest rate of 5.5%. You refinance to a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage with a rate of 4%, but you'll have to pay $7,500 in closing costs to do so. In this scenario, it would take you a little over 2 years to reach the break-even point on your new mortgage. At that point, you'll have saved enough on your monthly payments to offset the $7,500 in loan fees you incurred when you refinanced. After that point, the savings would continue to pile up. However, the same scenario wouldn't make sense to refinance if you were planning to sell your house in 12 months. In that case, you would only have saved $3,708, or $309 times 12 months. That savings wouldn't offset the money you paid to refinance. Figure out the break-even point on your new mortgage to see if refinancing your home loan makes sense. The bottom line. Only you can figure out whether it's a good time to refinance your mortgage. There's no universal answer, and everyone's situation is different. If you run the numbers and decide that you do want to refinance your mortgage, take the time to shop around. Rates and fees can vary between lenders. Do your homework and make sure you find the best deal available for your situation. You'll be glad you didn't rush the process in the long run. You just listened to the post titled, "Is It a Good Time to Refinance Your Mortgage?" by Kamiko of thebudgetmom.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thanks again to Kamiko for outlining these considerations when refinancing. I wish I would have read an article like this before I looked into refinancing in 2020. I really only got one quote and quickly determined that the cost of refinancing wasn't worth it. Looking back, I wish I would have put a bit more effort into evaluating more options because once I left my corporate job last year, I became less appealing to lenders. When you're self-employed, lenders typically want to see 2 years of self-employment income before they'll consider you for a refinance. I had mistakenly thought that my other assets and investment portfolio would have helped, but lenders seem to care mostly about income. As mentioned in this article, when you're reviewing all the costs and trying to see if a refinance makes sense, calculate the break-even point. This is the point at which it starts making financial sense to refinance and take on the terms of a new mortgage. To determine the break-even point, you divide the costs of refinancing by the amount you save every month. The result is the amount of time it would take you to break even on the deal. So for example, let's say you save $50 per month by refinancing, but the loan comes with $5,000 in closing costs. It would take you 100 months or a little over 8 years to break even. If you stay in your house beyond the break even point, you could save on the loan. That's a wrap for another Friday show. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.